Hi. That's the best I could do on such short notice.
Okay.
Oh, Susan, this is my best man, Stephen. He's also my life partner.
Oh, hi. It's nice to meet you.
Baby, be nice.
I'm sorry you have cancer.
Cancer?
Isn't that the point of this whole charade? Gary said you needed insurance?
Oh, yes. No, I do need insurance. I just don't have cancer. I have a wandering spleen.
I said it was like cancer.
Is there a problem?
No. No, everything's fine. Let's just go to chapel. Shall we?
I made a wedding cake. I hope you enjoy it.
So, are we ready to get started?
Well, you have a thing to play music. I had Stephen burn a little wedding mix for us, for ambiance.
Sure, just give me a sec.
Do you have a problem?
You said she was sick.
She is. She has a wandering spleen.
It sounds nothing like cancer. It doesn't even sound real.
Well, it is. I could die.
You look fine to me, honey.
Don't do this.
I have asked you 6 times to fly with me to Holland and get married, and you always have some lame excuse. But the second some chick with a silly disease comes along, you drop everything and head for a chapel.
Oh, no, it's a serious illness. It just sounds silly because of the word spleen.
What do you want from me?
I want you to worry about my feelings half as much as you worry about your mother's.
What is it going to take to make you happy? Not go through with the wedding? Is that what you're asking?
Oh, no, stop right there. Okay, I would love to see you two crazy kids get hitched in Holland, more than anyone, with the tulips and the clogs in front of a windmill, the whole shebang. But unless I get this surgery, my spleen is going to slam straight into my heart and explode. So, you know, seeing as I'm just a nice person and I always support gay rights, let's just do this. And then I'll have a husband and insurance, and nobody gets hurt.
Stephen. Just...
Yeah.
I'm so sorry. My hands are tied. I'm really sorry.
Stephen, wait. Stephen, where are you going?